Good Thursday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing sponsored by PepsiCo Foundation.
And I'm Jake Sherman. There are 5 days until Election Day in Ohio's 12th congressional district. The race between Danny O'Connor, the Democrat, and Republican Troy Balderson is within a few points. Republicans are becoming increasingly concerned that they will lose the special election, which would be a horrible sign for their electoral prospects this fall. For the last few weeks, Republicans involved in the race said Balderson was beating O'Connor by a double-digit margin. But the race has tightened, and the election is now 5 days away. A public poll conducted by Monmouth had Balderson up just 1 point yesterday.
This would be a tough loss for Republicans to explain away. This district has been held by Republicans for 35 years. They got the candidate they wanted in Balderson. The Congressional Leadership Fund, the GOP super PAC, has spent $2.4 million. The NRCC has kicked in $1.3 million. And of course, what is the topic of the late in the game advertisement by the Congressional Leadership Fund? None other than Nancy Pelosi. The group is running a 30-second spot featuring O'Connor telling Chris Matthews that he would support Pelosi. This is a go-to move for any Republican political organization. It didn't work on Connor Lamb, who won the election despite getting whacked for Pelosi. He, of course, publicly said he would not support her for Speaker.
Here's an eye-popping stat from Doug Sosnick, who found that in the next Congress, there will be at most 45 senators who were in office before 2011. In the House, there will be at most 160 members, barely a third of the body, who were elected before the 2010 midterms.
It's become a hobby for many Republicans on Capitol Hill to try to guess what the president means when he talks publicly about immigration policy and potential government shutdown. Some seem to be convinced that Trump will bend to GOP leaders who would like an immigration fight after the election. What Hill Republicans don't seem to understand is that Trump believes an immigration showdown before the election would be good for him. His thinking, according to people who speak with him, is that he won an election that was centered on immigration policy, so it's a good issue to have front and center this fall. Furthermore, Trump is being pushed by aides who believe that he'll never have bigger numbers on Capitol Hill than he does now.
The Washington Post is up with a piece looking at how the TSA is considering a plan to eliminate security checkpoints at 150 small airports. On the Paul Manafort front, our colleague Darren Samuelson emailed us the Dispatch that a couple Manafort vendors will be on the stand today. But the big news, it looks like Special Prosecutor Bob Mueller's team could wrap the government's case at some point next week. The Washington Post also has a look at Mueller offering to limit investigators' questions for Trump as he tries to secure an interview with the president.
NBC has the latest on Jim Jordan. It is reporting that a former Ohio State wrestling coach asked two former team members to support Jordan after they accused him of turning a blind eye to alleged sexual abuse by the team doctor. The former wrestlers made it clear the ex-coach was under pressure from Jordan to get statements of support, according to the report. And on the 2018 front, the AP takes a look at how taking corporate contributions is the new test for Democratic candidates.
Here's what's on tap for Trump's Thursday. The president is meeting this afternoon with Senator David Perdue. He will then head to Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania for a roundtable and political rally. He'll then go to Bedminster, New Jersey. A reminder for our California listeners, we'll be in LA August 16th for an event with Gavin Newsom, the Democratic candidate for governor, and Jim Brolte, the chairman of the Republican Party. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.